Hey everyone, welcome back to Reentry 101, Foundations for Success. I'm your host, Aaron, and I'm here to guide you through the first year of reentry, a time that's equal parts exciting and challenging. Whether you're just getting out, supporting someone who is, or simply curious about how reentry works, this is the place for you. There's a quote I love that really sets the tone for today's episode. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. That's by Lao Tzu, and it's a reminder that no matter how overwhelming things feel, your first step forward is the start of something great. This podcast is all about giving you actionable steps, real-life strategies, and a little inspiration to navigate the journey of rebuilding after incarceration. We break it down into bite-sized pieces so you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Let's talk about the power of the first step. You've just stepped out into a world that might feel both freeing and overwhelming at the same time. While you were incarcerated, you were likely making about 200 choices a day. On the outside, that number shoots up to over 2,000 daily decisions. Think about it. Every building, no matter how big or strong, starts with its foundation. The same goes for your life after reentry. What you do today creates the groundwork for where you'll be a year from now. Now that we've talked about laying the foundation, let's get real about what happens when you hit those inevitable roadblocks. To really bring this to life, I've got someone here today who's walked this road and come out the other side. Meet Tony Williams, a mentor, entrepreneur, and someone who knows firsthand what it's like to navigate the rocky waters of reentry. Tony, thanks for being here. Can you share a bit about what those first 30 days looked like for you and how you handled the challenges?
Thanks for having me, Aaron. You know, those first 30 days were tough. I struggled with rejection when I was job hunting, and there were days when I felt like giving up. But I learned that persistence is key. I started small, doing odd jobs, volunteering, and networking. Every no was one step closer to a yes.
That's powerful, Tony. You mentioned persistence, and I think that's such a golden takeaway for listeners. How did you stay motivated when it felt like the odds were stacked against you?
For me, it was about remembering my why. I wanted a better life, not just for myself, but for the people I cared about. I also leaned on community resources and mentors who reminded me that setbacks weren't the end of the road. They were just lessons in disguise.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Reentry 101. We've covered a lot of ground, from laying a strong foundation in those first 30 days, to tackling challenges head-on, to building the support system that will carry you forward. I want to give a huge thanks to our guest, Tony Williams, for sharing his wisdom and experience. Tony, your story is a reminder that resilience and community can turn even the toughest situations into stepping stones.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. And to everyone listening, remember, you're not alone in this. Keep going, one step at a time.
Until next time, keep moving forward, stay connected, and remember, success is built one choice at a time. I'm Aaron, and this is Reentry 101. If you want more information or have questions about this episode, please email us at reentryacademy101@gmail.com.